Welcome to this brand new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. This podcast is hosted by Mark van Horek and myself, Elias Krum. We're both from Marketing Guys, a MarTech agency based out of the Netherlands.
To this new episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast, and today we have with us Vince De Benedetto. Vince is the CEO and founder at Automated Dreams, and I just found out you're based out of Chile today.
Yeah, I wanted to experience South America and not have too much of a culture shock. So Chile is sort of the gateway to the rest of South America. But Chile, I would say, is probably one of the most beautiful countries I've ever been to. And I've traveled to 40 countries so far. And Patagonia is just one of those places where it looks better than the images you see on Google.
Wow.
So I always recommend people go down there.
Never been there. So it's going to be on my bucket list now because
it's better than
the images in Google, you know, I got to go there. So Vince, could you share a little about yourself with the audience? So where do you come from? You know, it's like, what have you done before and what are you doing now at Automated Dreams?
Yeah, definitely. So I'm originally from the San Francisco Bay Area and moved up to Portland, Oregon for both my undergrad and my MBA. And out of school, we did experiential marketing for Intel, and then worked for an author called Sark out of San Francisco, who sold digital programs, courses, books, blankets, products, you know, masterminds the whole nine yards. Mm-hmm. And it was really this launching point where she had this mastermind on, you know, everyone can be an entrepreneur. There's a creative genius in all of us. And I'm like, well, there's one inside me too. Why don't I just quit and start my own business? I took what I knew. I was like, okay, well, I know a little bit about everything in Entreport, which is sort of a niche CRM up and coming. And I became certified in that. And I built my whole company around marketing automation. And fast forward to, you know, 3 years, I think our 3 year anniversary is actually in 3 days, which is exciting. And we're a team of about 20 spread across the world. And we focus on everything that happens after you drive traffic to your business. So all of your funnels, your sales pipelines, your customer delivery experience. And we specialize in omnichannel marketing.
Wow. So before we dive into that a little further, I always admire people that let's say start as an entrepreneur at a young age. So basically what you're saying is that you just had like a couple of years experience before you started your own company, Automated Dreams, right? So how old were you at that time?
Yeah, I was, I guess, 21 or 22, 22 wow. Probably. Yeah.
Wow. So that's a lot of guts to actually do that. Of course, you had like a very positive, let's say, uplift in economy those years. But, you know, even then, you know, after having just gained your MBA and then starting your own company and still, let's say, almost 4 years into it, how has it been? Is it what you expected from it?
It's been exciting. I mean, I believe that you shouldn't do anything that you don't like to do. And I'm like, you know, if I ever got to that point in my company, I need to change it or shut it down. And it's just really been like a playground for everyone in our team to grow as entrepreneurs. So that's like one of my core values as an owner, like a founder of this company, is I want to hire entrepreneurs who want to go do things and work for their own dream. It was always kind of sad for, like, I heard this one keynote at a conference where he's like, it's so amazing now I have, you know, 50 employees coming in every day to work for my dream. And I'm like, that's kind of sad. So we like to build up everyone in our team to, you know, what's your exit plan? What do you want to do? So it's meant to be a fun workplace.
Wow. And that's so true what you're saying there about, you know, not doing stuff that you don't like. And that's one of the advices I always give to people, you know, it's like you spend so much time on your job, on your company, on what you're doing for a boss or working for yourself. You know, it's like if you don't like that, you're going to be miserable. So better right. Start changing it. Yeah, fully agree there, and great advice. Today we're going to talk about the use of chat and specifically Facebook Messenger within your conversational marketing. Could you start explaining what is meant by that? What does that in practice mean for the customer or the end user?
Yeah, so it all boils down to omni-channel marketing and widening the scope of your marketing communication, and that's how we started in it with customers and email and SMS, and really needing to add another channel to break through the barrier of email deliverability rates in the spam folder. And we heard about this tool called ManyChat, which is like a third-party tool that allows you to build on Facebook Messenger. Mm-hmm. And you know, I was seeing all these stats that seemed way too good to be true, where it's 100% deliverability, 95% on average open rate, and like 25 to 50% click through, and like not just on the first message, but throughout the whole funnel. And it wasn't really until we tested side by side on one of our current clients who had about a 15% open rate on their email PLF funnel. Mm-hmm. And we split tested with Messenger. Didn't really change much other than the fact that they could personalize when they got the message. And we saw a 6x ROI within the first 30 days of launching that compared to the email funnel. And that was like the first light bulb that went off. I'm like, okay, we're going to go all in on Messenger and all in on omni-channel marketing. So integrating Messenger with your email and SMS campaign.
Before we go into that technically,
yeah.
I do want to know how that works, but we have listeners from all over the world. So we have listeners from New Zealand to Argentina. I've seen a lot of downloads to Scandinavia, et cetera. And of course, in Netherlands and the US, but not in every country, Facebook Messenger is as popular as it is in the US or maybe in other parts of the world. So first, for the listeners that are not too familiar with Facebook Messenger and chat in Facebook Messenger, for what kind of companies could this be interesting?
Honestly, every single company can use it. Any company that has a conversation can benefit from having conversations at scale, which is what Facebook Messenger allows you to do. Mm-hmm. So I know that sounds very cliche, but really it works for any company. Yeah. We have people who ask us, well, you know, does this work for B2B? I'm like, well, are the point of contacts at B2B companies like on Facebook? 9 times out of 10, yes, they are. And Messenger itself is one of the most used and downloaded applications in the world. And they just announced interoperability, which means that Facebook Messenger, WhatsApp, and Instagram are going to work all together in one app.
Wow.
Which means that all of these, like all of these marketing campaigns and what we're building in Messenger is going to be able to apply to WhatsApp and Instagram. So if you're in Latin America, like WhatsApp is very huge compared to Facebook Messenger, and same thing in other parts of the world. Yeah.
So if you're comparing this to, I'm looking at companies here in Europe, when they're using conversational marketing or chatbots, they often use, let's say, specific systems like Zendesk or Drift or whatsoever for those purposes. But what you're doing when you're using Facebook Messenger, basically what you're offering to the user is a user interface that they're familiar with, right? So they can use, let's say, WhatsApp, Messenger, or Instagram once this is all integrated, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. I mean, and also we're offering businesses the flexibility to engage users, not just on their website. So when you talk about Drift or Zendesk or Intercom, whatever, that's all embedded on your website. Mm-hmm. But like Facebook Messenger can be engaged through a link click, through a button, through people just commenting on a Facebook post, to scanning QR codes. So that's like one of the most frequently asked questions, like, how do I get people into the top of the funnel? I'm like, well, it's probably more flexible than any other tool that you can think of with how you get them in. And also the great thing is, you know, when people land on your site and they click sign in with Facebook, they don't have to do anything else for you to have gotten that information in their subscription. Whereas with another like live chat, Intercom, Zendesk, whatever you want to pick, people have to put their email in order for you to follow up with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it offers a lot of advantages over the mentioned software solutions.
Yeah, I mean, opt-ins on the first click. I mean, that doesn't happen in many tools.
Okay, so the question I always have to ask here is, because you know, on Netflix, the whole the new movies is on like The Social Dilemma. I don't know if you've seen it. People, and I've seen that end users are starting to ask questions about it. And of course, this question that is applicable for this solution as well. So how privacy safe is the solution?
So, I mean, Messenger is completely different than Facebook itself. It's a whole different platform, a whole different terms of service and privacy standards. And in terms of who owns the data, it's really the companies. So like our clients, they're the ones that own that data, and Facebook does not, from what I understand. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to like GDPR compliance, like there's a big red delete button if we need to delete anything. So it's fully compliant. And I would expect Facebook to be compliant with all of these regulations everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm well aware of the whole Social Dilemma documentary on Netflix, and it made me thoroughly angry.
Yeah. Why is that?
I had no idea this was happening. I heard in snippets on the news and in articles, but really until I sat down and watched for a full like hour or two, I'm like, wow, we're really seeing different things from person to person, and they're not all true.
No. So that's I'm into this online behavioral and privacy stuff as a marketer, of course.
Right.
I watched the movie, and I was telling my wife, I said, you know, the kids have to watch this. So I had them watch it, you know, a couple of weeks ago. And even my kids, like I have two teenagers, 13 and 16, and they were like impressed, like, you know, we didn't know this was happening. Although I do think it's important for them to see what is happening. The thing, you know, there's a couple of people from Facebook, Google in it, explaining the things behind the scenes, what's happening behind the scenes and how you're being targeted, etc. So for everyone that hasn't seen it, you know, go see that that movie on Netflix, The Social Dilemma.
Definitely.
So that being said, you know, the privacy hopefully is not a concern here, you know, if you're having a chatbot, etc. Let's say people think, hey, this could be something for me, right? So for me as a company, every company can start using it. But where do people start? So people in our audience are very much fans of how-tos. So how do people start using this?
Yeah, so the first biggest mistake that people make, and I was guilty of making it too, is like there's so much possibility with this tool. You can make some really, really, really advanced and complex campaigns when you really don't need to. So where you start is really identifying the lowest hanging fruit. And really, I want people to get excited about this tool and to split test it against, you know, what they're currently doing with email and SMS. So for example, like e-commerce clients, there's some really cool like plug and play, like one click integrations to where they can start to put their abandoned cart on Messenger. So like in Shopify, a lot of people have the pop-up that says, you know, enter your email, get 10% off, or join our exclusive mailing list. Like instead, it's, you know, probably a 30-minute setup to swap that out with a click here to join our exclusive Messenger list and get 10% off. And then that opt-in allows you to follow up with an abandoned cart in Messenger. And on average, our clients see about a 3 times higher return on the abandoned cart when using Messenger. So that's one example. And then there's also, you know, any lead magnets you have, rather than using an email form, you can use Messenger to get that opt-in. And also the really cool thing about Messenger is you can also get their email and get their SMS all within that same conversational flow. And they make it really easy. So if it knows you're asking for email, it's going to pop up the email that the user has on file with Facebook, and they're able to just click it if they want to use that or type in a different one. Yeah, people are like, okay, well, the more questions we're asking, the more we're going to see people fall through. Like, yes, in theory, but like a lot of the times it's just knee-jerk reaction. They see their email, they just tap it. They don't have to type it in.
Cool. So what you're saying here is that it's a combination between chatbots and live chat. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah. It's 100%.
Okay, cool. So, having worked with solutions like Zendesk or Drift, or where in which you can set up those, as they call it, playbooks, those flows of answers, right? Is that a possibility within Facebook Messenger as well? Can people build their own, let's say, flows or playbooks in Messenger?
Yeah, 100%. And the great thing is, you know, once someone like clicks off of the website, like you can still follow up and it follows up in the Messenger application.
Wow.
Yeah, and Facebook really wants this to be a conversational tool. And they've made a lot of like changes in the last year that marketers were angry about, but it protects the end user in the long run. Like a brand is only able to send promotional messages or unsolicited messages within the 24-hour time frame. Mm-hmm. So if you as an end user haven't interacted with the page in 2 days, like that message is not supposed to, that page technically cannot message you. Like it's up to you to engage the conversation with the brand.
Okay. So when we're talking about those chatbots usually are just a part of your whole marketing stack or your marketing technology stack.
Right.
Is there a possibility to integrate Messenger into that stack? Let's say connected to your marketing automation solution or into your email marketing solution. Have you experience in, let's say, connecting those?
Yeah, 100%. It's like, again, we use a tool called ManyChat, which I recommend hands down. It's the largest and most reliable tool that works off of Messenger. Mm-hmm. And they themselves are trying to make it easier and easier. And they just had a keynote yesterday at their annual conference, and they're making it even easier. They offer SMS and email and Messenger. And you're able to have these full campaigns with all three channels in one map. Or yep. If you have something like ActiveCampaign, Klaviyo, MailChimp, HubSpot, they do have like one-click integrations as well inside of there. Nice. So if someone gives you the email in Messenger, you put the email in HubSpot. If someone does this action in Messenger, you add this tag in Klaviyo. And so you're able to dynamically deliver marketing campaigns across multiple channels.
Wow. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share the ManyChat link in the show notes, of course, so people can look it up. I would like to ask you a couple of more questions before we end the interview, but because you have obviously got a lot of experience in building those chatbots and integrations. So if you have to mention a couple of things that people absolutely need to pay attention to, or maybe it's pitfalls you don't want them to fall into, what would you share with the audience? What are the key things people should take notice of when they start using Facebook Messenger as a channel?
Yeah, one of the biggest pitfalls is people take their email copy and put it right into Messenger. And it's quite a disaster, because I'm like, this is a huge wall of text. You know, they're sending six messages uninterrupted. And really at the end of the day, it's like, take a step back and look at these conversations you're trying to have with people. Like, is this one of those friends that you would block because they're annoying you? And often the answer is yes. I mean, I hate when people send me 3, 4, 5 messages in a row and don't stop, and don't wait for my input. It's a big shift of thinking from email, which is spray and pray. You have one chance to get everything out, mm-hmm. versus Messenger, where you're trying to have a conversation and you need to have a conversation, or else you're going to fail in this tool. But if you do it right, if you have a conversation that's authentic, that's personalized, you know, you can personalize it with how people are interacting in it and answering. Then it's going to be the most powerful marketing communication tool that you have in your tech stack.
Okay, so from my experience, and I've built, and together with the team here at Marketing Guys, we've built some chatbot flows as well. I always find that new users or companies that start using chatbots are typically underestimating the work. They think everything is automated. And as you said, you know, it's not just copy pasting your email templates or email content that you have. You have to really consider how people are going to go through that flow. So I always tend to warn people and say, you know, technically this is all pretty easy, but the strategy behind it and the flows you have to build can be pretty time intensive. Do you have the same experience there?
It is not time intensive at all.
Okay.
That's why we love it when we work with clients. They're like, okay, well, are we going to expect to see things launched in a month or two? I'm like, oh, you can expect things in a few days.
Okay.
It's just, there's not many frills. Like, you're working inside of the Messenger platform, so you can't change, you know, fonts or colors or how it looks. Like at a very raw form, this is a conversation. And okay, where do you want this, where can this conversation end up? Like, what are the different pathways? And ultimately, like, what is the goal of this conversation?
So would you recommend people to start using the chatbot at a specific area on their website? Or, because I can imagine if you would have that on the front of your homepage and you have like 20 services and 100 products, you know, that could be a pretty tough journey that you have to go through to get, let's say, where you want to be. And you also want to include servers and maybe account management, etc. as a B2B user. Would you recommend people to start focusing on specific areas, or should they just start on the homepage?
So each use case is different for each client. Uh-huh. So for example, some clients are very big on Facebook and Facebook Lives. And so the particular place where I always recommend them to start is what we call the Facebook comment growth tool. So say you're having a Facebook Live and your call to action is that you want them to sign up for a consultation call. So on the Facebook Live, you'd say, hey, Elias, comment consultation below and we'll get you, I'll get you signed up for a call in Messenger. So people comment with consultation, the Messenger pops up, they sign up for a call. Mm-hmm. So for some clients, like that's where they start. Others, again, like e-commerce, that's going to be like the abandoned cart pop-up. But then for a company that has multiple different services, like for example, us, like we just want to get on a discovery call with you.
Yep.
So it's asking a few qualifying questions to see what services they're interested in. And then to push them to the proper sales representative, the proper person to have a call with them. Mm-hmm. So it's starting very simple. Yes, you can get super advanced. But when people start super advanced and they don't really know what they're doing, they make mistakes and then they assume that the tool doesn't work or that it's not right for their company. So when you start simple, you can start seeing some very noticeable results and successes for them to want to invest more and get deeper into this tool.
Okay, so start simple and then over time start working on new, let's say, advanced solutions within the new chat playbooks, etc. So that's some great advice you're sharing there.
Yeah, I mean, with our customers, they're like, well, I don't know if this is going to work. I'm like, well, you have to launch it. You have to launch it. I'm like, and the good thing is, like, we can fine tune it within a matter of a couple conversations.
Yep.
So as soon as 10 conversations come in, we can look at every single conversation, see where people are getting stuck maybe, and then, edit in real time.
Cool. So thank you very much for this advice, Vince. I think some people do want to start using this after they have listened to the podcast. Should they want to know more or reach out to you? What's the best way to reach you over there in Chile?
Of course, we have a chatbot. So if you go to automateddreams.com, you'll see our HubSpot chatbot, which its goal is just to pre-qualify you and to get you speaking to the right person. And I'd love to talk to anybody who wants to explore all of the possibilities for their company in Messenger marketing. It's not going away. Conversation really is the future of marketing.
And I fully agree there. So what I'll do is I'll share those links with the audience in the podcast notes, in the show notes, as I will share your LinkedIn profile so people can link with you on LinkedIn. And again, thank you very much for being on the Marketing Technology Podcast today, Vince.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
thanks for listening to this episode of the Marketing Technology Podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform or iTunes. Also, if you want to be a guest or know someone that should be a guest to our show, shoot me an email on e.crum@marketingguys.nl. Thank you for listening.